All right, Genesis 26, verses 12 through 22. These are God's words. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and Yahweh blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father. And they had filled them with earth, and Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." But Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there, but the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. And they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also, so he called its name Sitnah. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now Yahweh has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So you remember that in the midst of this famine that was in the land, which we read about or learn about in verse 1 of this chapter, Isaac, who had not been a crop farmer before, he had been a livestock farmer, and now he has so many livestock, but nobody else is able to grow crops. So he becomes a crop farmer, and in his first year ever as a crop farmer, he reaps 100-fold crop. And you can hear, even in the language, of course, the point. Yahweh blessed him, verse 12, resulting in the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. And you see that the Lord is the fount of that earthly blessing. The Lord is the fount of that 100-fold crop. And in the midst of the famine, giving him not just enough for his own house, but in order to purchase even more flocks and herds and servants. And the Philistines send him away, and he's out in the wilderness now. He's had to leave his crops behind. They're probably jealous for the fields. Now they have the 100-fold crop field, and they have the water sources, and he's in the wilderness. But the Lord prospers even in the wilderness. And he, Isaac digs, and he finds water. And he digs, and he finds water, and he digs, and he finds water. And so the Lord is prospering him even in the wilderness. But what's happening? These wells are getting names like Esek and Sitnah for quarreling and strife. Even this, which is not necessarily prosperous at first, is a blessing from God, because it becomes an occasion in which you can see the character of Isaac, who is a peaceful man and a diligent man. He still is taking care of his household. You can see the way he names the last of the wells, at least in the portion that we read, Rehoboth, in light of what the Lord is doing. Now Yahweh has made room for us. So we know why he keeps moving on and keeps digging other wells. It's not because he's being a doormat or a pushover or failing to attend to the interests of his now considerably large household. It's because he is pursuing both peace with his neighbor and diligence in his efforts in faith in the Lord and his provision. And so even the quarreling, even the difficulty becomes an occasion for him to see the Lord's provision to him spiritually, the Lord's gracious work in his heart. So a famine had become the occasion for seeing the Lord's provision in material things, and sometimes the Lord holding back for a time or making difficult for a time material things becomes the occasion for seeing the Lord's provision in spiritual things. But if we know that the Lord is the provider, which I'm sure Isaac remembered that amazing name that his father gave to the Lord, or by which his father called the Lord when Abraham had taken Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice him. And Isaac had asked, "Father, here I am, my son. Father, I see the wood and I see the fire, but where is the lamb?" The Lord will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. And the Lord did provide a ram caught by its horns. And Isaac's life was spared, and Isaac would remember the faith of his father and the Lord who provides. And of course, Abraham didn't always have such faith, did he? Because pretty much the first thing he did in the promised land when he got there was, as soon as there was a famine, he took off to Egypt. And so we see the Lord providing the blessing of a heart that doesn't stray from God, a heart that is bound to the Lord and trusts in his provision. We want that. If we're a Christian, we want that more than we want bread in a famine and water in a drought. We want hearts that, though we can feel the remaining sin and how easily we stop trusting in God, stop enjoying God, stop serving God, we want hearts that, by his Spirit, by his gracious work in us, trust him, serve him, enjoy him, delight in him, even and especially in the most difficult of circumstances. Because when he gives us to do that in the difficult circumstances, we say, "Aha! Such godliness, such faith in my heart did not come from me. And if it didn't come from me, Sophia, where did such godliness come from? It came from God, didn't it?" And so we say, this is something far better than a feather in my cap about which I can be proud. This is a gift of God's grace, which assures and affirms for me that he is the one who has been at work in me. He is the one who has atoned for me. He is the one who is still working in me, and he is the one who will finish that work until I've been perfectly conformed to Christ, to bring him glory forever and ever, and have been made able perfectly to enjoy him with a heart that delights in him fully, and therefore can enjoy him fully forever. And so we look to God as the fountain of every blessing in heaven and on earth, material and spiritual, now and forever, in our Lord Jesus Christ and by his Spirit. Amen. Let us ask him to do more of that work now by way of this word. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this portion of your word. We thank you for the glimpse that it gives us into how you work in believers' lives, how you worked in one believer's life for the sake of your love and for the sake of your son, whom you were sending in that love and whom you were bringing through Isaac, that the work that you did in Isaac for Christ's sake and by your Spirit has its companion in the work that we look to you to do in us for Christ's sake and by your Spirit. And so do it in us, we pray. Work graciously in us, we pray. And grant that we would see you doing in us that which cannot come from our flesh, but working in us by your Spirit. And tune our hearts to praise you, to rest in you, to desire that worship and enjoyment of you forever that we will have in Christ. And in his name we ask it. Amen.